A woman with vaginal yeast cured herself when she greased her itchy infections with yogurt injections, and that let her friends eat the feast.
Matt, you make it hard to be faithful with the lapse of an angel.
Blow it out your ass, audience. Blow it out your ass. That's how I feel today. Brainless, dead. Brainless and dead, mostly. I think Ron Pan sent me some goddamn shit. Ron Pong. Where the fuck is it? I am so not having this show today. Dun, dun, dun. Scuttly day, scuttly day. Sharon. Okay. Oh, it's long. I can't play it now. All right, already. I should have turned the music down while I was talking. I don't care. All right. Here's that dumb thing again. Surprise. Hello? Ow. Oh, that's the wrong thing. Wrong thing. Cheryl, new phone. It's not new anymore. Somebody farted. Oh, it's me. Somebody farted and 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 it's me. Somebody effed and it's me.
Listen.
Somebody farted and it's me. Somebody farted and it's me. Somebody farted and it's me. Somebody farted. Excuse me. Hold on. You have an echo because I want to play some excuse me's. Just real quick. Mama talked about Mama talk about how
worms.
Old man, old women give you worms. You know, my friend Jeanette, she said a long time ago, don't kiss an old man give you worms. Well, it's true, whore. Do you have a bowl? A singing bowl there? Hello? Where are my favorites? Favorites. Oh, here we go. You know, I think Mama and Alexis are on the crank. Do you hear it, Jim?
That's racist.
Do you hear it?
My lady, she's 35 years old.
113.
Not on a 19-year-old boy.
Okay. As, but I gotta get to the build-up.
Thinking, are you doing the live screen?
No, I
don't like that.
No. Nah, because he be telling, they be trying to holler at him old and be trying to give him stuff and want to move in. So that's the point I'm making.
No, don't do that, baby. Don't do that.
That's the point I'm making with these.
No, I'm backing up because it's not.
Let him old and be trying to give him stuff and want.
Don't do that, baby. Don't do that.
I'm thinking, I don't want them old women to go with my damn son.
I'm your cousin. Come give me a hug.
Now I know what them old women be thinking. I don't want them old women to go with my damn son. I don't like that.
No.
Nah, because he be telling, they be trying to holler at him old and be trying to give him stuff and want to move in. So that's the point I'm making.
No, don't do that, baby. Don't do that.
That's the point I'm making with these.
They give you worms.
Women, how we make it easy for men to take advantage of us, because a lot of men get self-respect and they self-esteem.
Go back to that. Repeat it. They give you worms.
Well, I want to get to 4 minutes and play the other part.
Who?
Four minutes. She's on crack.
Nobody shit! Come on.
She's talking about her friend's...
damn hunk of damn smoke. Come out the damn wonder like a damn fire.
I've seen that before.
And the girls get turned on by this shit.
Come on.
I remember I was at Miss Winner's one time.
Miss Winner's.
And this little young girl, she was at the drive-thru. And this young boy had this real pretty car, painted real pretty, and he was come through the drive-thru and rev up the engine. So they had a long line of people waiting to get chicken and biscuit. So she was waiting on them, just boring. Then she heard, run, 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 ooh, girl. And she looked around there and saw him. Y'all move. She moved all the girls out the window. She didn't want them waiting. She didn't want them serving no more chicken and biscuit. Because the young boy, he coming through there.
That sound like somebody I know.
Ooh, girl.
Chicken and biscuit.
Men to take advantage of us because a lot of men get self-respect and...
Where was the...
this video is so old.
That's the point I'm making with these...
They give you wines.
Women. Oh, how we make it easy for men to take advantage of us because a lot of men get self-respect.
I'm your cousin. Come give me a hug.
Now I know what the old
women... Don't do that, baby. Don't do that. They give you wines.
I don't want more women to go with my damn son. I don't like that.
No.
Nah, because they be trying to holler at him old and be trying to give him stuff and want to move in. So that's the point I'm making.
No, don't do that, baby. Don't do that.
That's the point I'm making with these.
They give you wines.
Women, how okay. We make it easy okay, for shut men up, to take Alexis advantage mother. Of us because a lot of men get self-respect.
Okay, now let me try and get the worms in. You're not going to hear it, though. This is a... I got to hear
it. Why not?
Because you're...
do that, baby. Don't do that.
That's the point I'm making with these.
They give you wines.
They
give you wines.
Women.
Come on. Wines.
Women.
Come on. Don't do that, baby. Don't do that. They give you wines. They give you wines. They give you wines.
Women.
Come on. Don't do that, baby. Don't do that.
That's the point.
They give you worms. I don't know. This is hard.
They give you wines. They give you wines.
Women.
They give you wines.
Women.
They give you wines. You know what, Cheryl? You know what, Cheryl? Why don't you do your own show, and then you can play the goddamn worms as many fucking times as you goddamn want to. I don't know why I can't just fucking make you hear the shit I hear. This is fucking bullshit.
How many years have I been
fucking doing it? I know, but it's not right. I've felt terrible all week. Weekend, I've had this horrible back pain. I'm wearing a inner tube on my vagina. I did take some fucking Advil, you stupid bitch. God damn
take
it.
Take some Valium and a Percocet.
I am a woman of...
They give you water.
Cheesecake.
Hold on, I'm trying to get the...
Food addiction.
Right, a woman of food addiction.
They give you water.
It's hard to get it because the sample is so... I can't get it perfect.
They give you wines.
Okay, that's it. Hold on. Let me get closer. God, you're an idiot. I can't believe you get off on this shit.
They give you wines.
Couldn't hear me. I'm sorry. You could. You heard it?
Yes.
Oh, that was nice.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
You hear that?
Not yet? Loud enough.
Okay, hold on.
Much louder.
Please be very careful not to wipe with
you are not allowed to play my Listwood clips.
Please consult.
Stop it. You do not get to play my Listwood clips.
This too is perfectly normal. And this is what you can.
There's nothing wrong.
The sexual
kiss
may. There's nothing wrong. It's perfectly normal. You're right up. We'll have to call you
this caveman.
Cheryl.
It's perfectly normal.
Oh, I hate this show.
It's Rebecca Lislett's fault. She sent me to clean up.
Is that a symptom of chemotherapy to turn yourself into a goddamn broken record?
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Coming from you speaking about a broken record,
mm-hmm.
I don't really think that's quite appropriate.
Push it.
You're pretty much the biggest broken record I have
push
ever
it back
heard in
Ian.
My entire life.
Push it back
Where's
in.
Where's Chris Weigel?
He's so annoying. He keeps being like, every day he thinks I should make a video show. Like, I'm not going to make a fucking video every goddamn day. Yeah,
Why
it's
not?
True. It gets me more donations. Because it sucks. I hate putting
no,
on my Negress bonnet. I feel racist. I don't like doing that, and I don't have anything to talk about.
Okay.
And you know how that's always stopped me.
Why
before.
It's a good thing to have the listeners in there. They give you something to look at the boot. Now, what's this going to say? Why?
I'm just going to add a bunch of people then. Fuck you.
I recently got it. I won't talk about my AIDS test. Anyway,
you already did talk about your AIDS test 17 times.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Hello.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Madge.
How are you?
Hello, honey. Hello, honey. Hello, honey. Hello, honey. Hello, honey.
Hello, honey.
How are you, Nate?
I'm fantastic. How about you, Cheryl?
Well, I'm good. I'm good at the moment.
Yeah, that's good.
Wayne.
That's good.
Wayne, can you see mm-hmm. Cheryl's phone number?
No, I cannot.
Really? Good. Listen. Oh, God, I fought.
Ooh, that sounded good.
Cheryl's starting chemo tomorrow again. Every day business.
Boo, 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 boo. So
I just got a message from Auntie Vera. Honey, I'm drunk and watching old horror movies. Sounds like a perfect time for her to talk. Perfect mm-hmm. time for you to talk.
And send me money.
She's drunk. Who gets drunk on a Sunday night? Queen, besides Queen.
An alcoholic.
Yeah, I guess gays do. So, Wayne.
Are you drunk, Wayne?
Where are you, in North Carolina?
I moved to Raleigh not too long ago. So.
Oh, you're right near my other sister. She lives in Cary.
In Cary. So I have my beautiful three-bedroom townhome in North Raleigh.
What? Do you play with your really? Vagina?
Do I play with my vagina? I probably would if I had one.
Well, you got an asshole. Ain't that close?
I guess that's close enough, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, other people play with it mostly.
So you're
right.
In the triangle. That's what they call it, the triangle.
Yeah, the triangle.
The Tri-City area of layups, and they have a lot of blood. Are you breathing heavily? Why?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Did you say barbecue?
Barbecue. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Hello.
Getting her, love it.
Max.
What?
Listen.
Is this a show?
Sometimes fat people get out of hand and get very self-righteous and don't want to do a grum. And I understand. Cooking on your feet for 3 hours a day is a lot of work. And after that, you don't got time for, you know, things like this.
What are you talking about?
Andy Melton.
I don't want to talk about Andy Melton.
Oh, sorry. Now, I heard that somebody wants to make a remix of me saying, honey, 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 honey. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty hot, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need a sample?
Wayne isn't the one that's finna do it, is he?
No. I don't have those skills.
I think there's plenty of samples available of you saying, honey, Cheryl.
And woo, woo, woo. woo, woo, woo.
Okay, just say honey 17 times. Go ahead.
Honey, 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 honey.
Going. Now say the same honey over and over again at the same pace.
No, because they can sample and they can do different ones. Honey, 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 honey. Woo, 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 woo. Honey, 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 honey. No, nothing, because they can say more, they can do different ones. Honey, 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 honey.
I don't know what's going on because I'm playing the other honeys already.
Honey, honey,
Cheryl, are you still there?
Yes,
this is weird. I hate this show. Wayne.
Chris Weagle. Where is he?
Say something interesting.
Something interesting.
Don't be literal. Say something interesting.
So I'm, I don't know if I told you or not, I'm now one of the nation's lucky unemployed.
Really?
Oh, no.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, I was laid off.
God, you were my biggest source of income, and now you're fucking fired.
I was laid off, yeah, exactly. 2 weeks after I moved to Raleigh, I was laid off.
What happened, honey?
Do you need do you need an iPod Touch? You want me to? You know what? I'll ask my my sister. And Carrie works for a big company that you know. Maybe she can help.
I'm looking at any offers right now.
So. You're taking offers for HJs.
For who?
HJs.
not that kind of offer.
Okay.
Maybe once I have a real job, I can focus on other things ending in job.
Oh, and including a bowel movement on your face. Sache. Sache movement.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps.
Mance, did you see that Craigslist ad that I tweeted about?
I don't tweet very much. No, well, I didn't.
Somebody was looking for... they wanted to be fat, poopy, but they don't want the person to have AIDS.
Oh, beggars can't be choosers.
Fat and their self-esteem
poop,
built up.
No,
a woman build a self-esteem up
Kamoon.
If the man is good in the bed. And then I got to go back to another talk
Sorry.
That women go crazy over. See, men Hello, like...
Honey. Yeah, I was playing some Lexus. You couldn't hear it.
Good.
Clitoris. So, Wayne, what are you doing with your time now that you're unemployed?
What?
Working on the house. And working on the house, pretty much.
Tomorrow they're going to start painting my house. Are you on unemployment?
Not yet.
Why not?
Because
you're dumb?
It's not that. They're challenging my claim. We'll just leave it at that.
Oh, that's fucking crap.
Yeah, it's a lot more complicated. We'll leave it there.
I understand.
It's like, well, go ahead and make your claims, and if we decide to pay you, we'll pay you for all the claims you've made. And I was like, fantastic.
Ooh, ooh.
Wow.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
That happened to be at three of my jobs.
Mm-hmm. I have to find an apropos music.
Children and therefore didn't get no unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that ludicrous, Mitch?
I better hurry up and sell this fucking house.
I'm glad you're listening to me.
I listen to you. There's just no response required because you're an idiot.
Oh.
Life is a cabaret. I'm trying to find that song. Life is a cabaret, old charm. What is this? Oh, that's not it. It's oh, here it is. This is some weird version.
This platform where I'm hanging up right now.
30-second iTunes clip. You can
listen,
fucking handle it.
Listen,
no, you know what? Why don't you say
I
honey
need to
some
go
more?
To sleep soon.
Why don't you? You're the
and
one that made
me
do this
your
fucking
show.
You're the one that made me do this goddamn show. So you're
you
gonna fucking
like
stay
it,
on this goddamn show.
It.
Fuck you. Listen.
Excuse me.
You're the one that made me do this show. I was just watching Desperate Housewives, and you made
me do
this show.
I said I would help you start your show because you said Chris Weigel wanted you to do a Grum.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to be on the show. He just wants to be telling me what to do.
Get him on this. Get call him.
Oh, Rachel's available. That could be bad. Yeah, twice in 1 week. Uh-oh, I think it crashed. Fuck. Damn it. Yeah, it crashed. Rachel crashed it. Ugh, farting. What use is farting alone in your room? Come to the cabaret. It's fine.
Well
done, people. Who am I calling? Wayne is his name. Rachel's gone already. Hi, Wayne. Oh, Cheryl's calling.
Oh,
hold on. Hello?
Listen.
Yeah?
Listen. Why are you doing this shit to me, bitch?
Wow, you sound so much better on Skype. Ugh.
You know what? I'm a lazy woman, but I'm doing this for you. Listen. Now, you being rude to me, hanging up on me, I'm very tired.
I didn't hang up on you. Skype crashed. You'll hear it in the show. Didn't I hang up on you, too, at the same time, Wayne?
You just went away, so...
Yeah, it was the fucking Skype crash. I didn't fucking hang up on you, you damn dirty dyke.
Listen. I'm a very busy woman. I've got this clitoris that is hoovered. I've got this thing hanging out, and I've got the chemo tomorrow, so I can't stay up real late. You know, I've got to be rested so that I can be poisoned adequately now. Let me tell you something, honey.
Tell me something, honey. Oh, wait, can we do the honeys now that you're on a better mic? Can you do honeys again?
Hear me calling you, Miss Honey. Honey. How many was it again?
Okay, wait. I'll tell you three, two, one.
honey.
You're the biggest idiot on the face of the earth.
Honey.
Okay, now let me put it in the earlobe of our audience. We shall be ready to go.
Honey.
So I hope somebody honey.
I am right now.
Honey.
Well, that's because it's too complicated for you to hear it too.
Honey.
There's no good. Does anybody have a job in this country?
Wednesday. The woman at the post office, Jan. But that was a while ago. I wonder if Clank still works there.
Clank?
We should cool.
Cool Clank?
Clank. It's too bad it's so late or we could do a phone cool.
I'm going out on a limb here. Oh, my God. This gas I've got is too much. Hold on. Oh, Jesus Christ. Uh-oh. Oh, ow.
Sounds much worse on the Skype. Rouse.
Who hurt me? Oh, it was a farty. A farty hurt me, Cheryl. A farty hurt me. Tell me another Oprah panty-pooping story. That was nice.
How come Chris Weigel can't come on and I like her?
Because she thinks she all that and a bag of chips.
You know it online.
He'll give you worms.
Okay. I mean, it's not the same without seeing you and John P. on the video.
Oh, that was something. Did you like, I don't really, I mean, the thing is, I felt very self-conscious because I was only wearing my Negress bonnet.
Bonnet.
Mm-hmm. And I felt like I really wasn't dressed up enough. So, I don't know if I can do that again.
What you mean?
You were looking very butch, I might add.
So, Wayne, we need the audience to find you a job so that you can send me more presents. What kind of work do you do? I know what kind of work you do. You're a consultant from the IT, right?
Right.
I titty. I'm going to send you a secret message while Cheryl says honey. Honey, please.
Honey?
Commence honeys or whatever else you want to repeat.
I can't.
Honey. Say honey. Say honey.
Don't hear me calling you, Miss Honey.
Cunny.
Listen.
Cunny.
I still said you wanted me to tell you a story before
I
go.
Oh, yes,
I
do. I forgot that I asked you to do that.
So about 4 years ago when I started to work for Miss, we'll call
honey.
Her,
Miss Honey.
That's Miss Honey. She was in her skinny phase, and she was very dork.
Dork?
And, dork, D-O-R-K, dork.
Okay.
And,
yeah, I'm with you. I'm right there with you.
It was a Tuesday.
Okay.
And every Tuesday, she liked to go to this fish and chicken place.
Yeah.
Now, you wouldn't think that a woman that's super rich would want to go to these, you know, it's a... Flying J's, like chicken and fish.
Sure.
It's like Popeyes, but it's more black.
Oh, more and black than Popeye? Really?
So she'd, you know, take all of her makeup off, and she'd take her wig off,
okay.
And take, you know, get in some of her
scrotum?
Street clothes.
What about her scrotum?
You don't got none.
Okay.
And she'd have her nappy hair out, and she'd put a pick in it, and she'd...
Negress bonnet or no?
No, she, just a pick in her...
What? A pick?
Nitty.
A what?
This is horrible. Let me tell my story. So anyways...
No. You said pick what?
Listen.
What did you say? Pick. You said pick.
She's picking her hair, mate. Don't put words in.
No, you said pick, and then you said something else.
Listen.
What was the other word?
I'm not pack.
What was the other word?
That was Ralph. So anyway.
Put Ralph on the phone.
Hello, Hanek.
Ralph, what did you say?
I said picking her hair.
With?
Nanny. What?
We've come so far, Cheryl, and now you ruin it. You're taking us back to the goddamn Stone Age.
Back to the years of Bush. So, as I was saying, went to the fish and chicken place.
Yeah.
And as you may know, everything there is Freud. F-R-O-I-E-D, Freud. And she decided to get the catfish basket, which comes with, normally it's 3 pieces of catfish and French fries and sweet potato pie. And she said, hello, honey, can I get the catfish basket, but all I need
some soda.
40 pieces of catfish.
And some soda.
of the boys' leaders family. And so it took them, you know, 10 minutes to get the catfish together because they had to get it all in the freezer and put it in the fryer and all that. And she asked for an extra large basket of fries on the side. She also wanted rims. She wanted
rims. She wanted to get rimmed?
Ribs. R-I-B-A-S.
Ribs.
Yes, and she wanted.
Rib tips.
And she wanted some chicken wing.
Okay.
And she wanted a watermelon slushy.
Jesus Christ.
And I said, Oprah. She said,
oh,
don't
no,
call
you did
me
not that. Name her.
She said, don't call me. They call me Gail. And I said, okay, Gail, listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, wait, I thought I was supposed to be your Gail today. And she said, you're just my servant, Cheryl. Shut the fuck up.
Mm.
I said, ooh. Ah. So I was hungry, and I said, what was it calling her? Honey. And I said, honey, can I get something, you know, maybe just a plate of scramps or something, you know, $2.99? And she said, excuse me, don't I pay you enough? Hmm. I said, right, right. So I used my own money, and I bought a plate of scramps, a half plate because I didn't have no money, $1.99. And we sit down, and would you believe that she ate that entire thing?
Mm.
The entire thing and all of the soda.
Mm.
And the watermelon slushy. And so afterwards, we're going back in her limo, and she's in the black seat, and I hear a fark, but not a normal fark. One kind of like this. Okay. Now, it wasn't really muffled. You'd expect it to be muffled, wouldn't you?
Muscled? You mean like muffled, a strong sphincter like, and muscle?
No, muffled like, you know, by your panty. She wasn't wearing panties that day. And all of a sudden, I smell watermelon. And then I smelled catfish. And she had not barfed. Apparently, she had one of those gastric bands. And, but I hope you have that woman on the probe.
I do. Well, as soon as I told her I have a podcast, she kind of started ignoring me. So
I don't know.
Lap band Lapsy or whatever her name was?
Yes. So she had a lap band that is cooling. And so I think that she just didn't digest it. It just went right through her.
Mm-hmm.
And honey, it looked like a mud pie with some fish bones. Pussy. She took her pants off, and there were pussy lips everywhere with warts on them and worms. I think she got worms from the food. Honey, it was a mess. All over the white leather, you know, seats in this limo. And I said, you look at home, honey. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, you blend in much better with the darker seats.
Right.
I love honey. Did you like my story?
Yeah. Did you like it, Wayne?
It was fantastic.
Whoa. Should we add Dason?
No. Wayne, do you have any questions for Cheryl, please?
Cheryl, exactly what medications was that story brought to us by?
Listen. Well, I keep all of that very secret because I don't like people trying to pretend they're doctors. But let's just say it's in the family of, what's it called? Hold on, let me look. Let me see here, okay. Ah! Ah! benzodiazepines. Mm-hmm. Yes, this one is for the, what do you call it? The
nausea.
How
long does the symphony usually last? If it starts at 7:30, what time would I get out?
Are you trying to say so that you can tell someone you went to the symphony even though you didn't?
Something. No, I'm going to the symphony tomorrow, and it doesn't say on the website how long it goes. And Dawn and Drew are in town, who are also unemployed, and they want to...
I'd say it probably, goes until, midnight, something boring like that. Goes for a very long time.
It just seems like a long time. It's not really.
Wayne,
how long?
I wouldn't know.
My audience is so cultured.
Yes.
Let's see. Okay, tomorrow is the what? 80th?
Excuse me.
Tomorrow at 7:30 is the, wait a second. It's not the Chicago Symphony. It's the New York Philharmonic that's playing at the Symphony Orchestra Hall. And let's see. How long will that take then? How long is the symphony typically? Is there somebody who knows this? Can somebody Google this?
Excuse me?
How long does the symphony go? Oh, there. Somebody already asked it. Funny. How long does the symphony last? Good question. It says World War II. 2 hours. Okay, good. I went to the CSO in October. The whole program took 2 hours. I felt a bit sleepy in the second half.
Sounds really great.
Symphony can range from 40 minutes to over an hour and a half.
Half.
So probably 10 o'clock as well.
Did you say half?
Yeah, I said half. Half. I said laps. Yeah, I want to see Dawn and Drew and see how they're dealing with poverty. I think they're having a better deal. You know what they're doing?
Excuse me?
You know what they're doing to make money? They have an interesting little business thing that they're doing where they're having their audience, they're creating a timeshare in Costa Rica, like a house where they can live year-round. Okay. So they'll live there year-round. And then but each of their listeners pays for it for a week. And then when they pay, when they're during that week, they get to live there too. So it's like a timeshare kind of thing.
Ah.
Kind of an interesting idea, isn't it? Hello.
Shit.
I think I should. I think I like that same idea, except without the listeners staying with me. Maybe if they could stay at Andy Melton's house instead.
Who would ever want to do that?
Somebody who likes to eat mayonnaise.
Ooh. You know what? He told me he made two pizzas, one with six meats. And the other one with some vegetables and the pepperoni.
Six
and
meats. But he's so poor. He said he can't afford salad. He can't afford
vegetables. Daddy went to the stew.
Oh, but you can't afford vegetables, but you can afford meat. Right.
Well, actually, I think meat's probably cheaper for the poor.
It is? Meat is not cheaper than vegetables.
Listen. Sometimes, and things can get out of hand.
Now, you were saying that Andy won't be on the show because he feels it's too negative.
Mm-hmm.
And being 450 pounds is not a negative thing?
Wayne.
What, Cheryl?
What do you think?
I really don't have an opinion about all of that.
That's very nice of you. I appreciate your dishonesty.
I want to set Cheryl's Honey 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 to a dance beat so people can groove to it for real. I'm thinking something really retarded like mid-90s B&B.
Excuse me?
Honey Honey Honey. 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 Honey, honey, 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 honey. Amazing grum lol. Favorite porks are around 5:27 and 1 hour 8 minutes 10 seconds. One good quote, I mean, clearly I enjoy pooping my own penny. But cleaning the penny of a black woman who is overweight and clearly eats way too much cause she's rich, it doesn't make any sense. You know, one day she said, honey, I'm a rich woman and I'm hungry. Let's go food eat. And you know what we did? We ate for 3 hrs straight, and she pooped so much that her penny broke in two while we were eating. I'm so sorry, it hurt me at the time, but later on, I pleasured myself to the thought of her pooping penny incident. Yes, 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 yes. W-O-W-O-W-O-W-O-W-O-W-O-W-O-W, honey, 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 honey. Yes, 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 yes. W-O-W-O-W-O-W-O-W-O-W-O-W, honey, 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 honey.
That was a good quote.
We're idiots. Not you, Wayne. Wayne, how long have you been unemployed?
I'm starting my third week.
Oh, I've been unemployed since October 15th. You got nothing on maids.
Maids.
I'm looking at some more medications I can ask from the doctors.
What are you going to ask for? Layups? Well,
if I'll get real nauseous next week, there's all kinds of things they can give me. It looks like, ooh, looks fun.
So you're okay. Going to get nauseous on purpose?
No, honey, bitch. Listen.
Honey, bitch.
You know what? Don't call me out, okay?
I hate you.
I want to find more stories about Honey, the black woman, and the things that she does that are outrageous with her money. And we had the dog houses, we had the flying in her private jet to get her eyes did.
How come when I search for pooping panties, whorehole.org comes up first?
Seriously?
Yeah. I searched for panty pooping granny tranny. And whorehole.org,
that does it for me.
Pooping panty comes up first.
How do you spell it? P-A-N-N-Y?
No, panty with a T. Panty pooping granny tranny.
I got pantypoop.com first. I don't see any whore who.
Panty pooping granny tranny. Type all that. Panty pooping granny tranny.
Well, that, of course.
Here's
granny panty. But panty pooping, let me see here.
Panty pooping granny tranny.
Panty pooping, I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th. That's the fifth one. But otherwise, and we got fishnet panty poop fetish sex video. Let's see, what is this one? Oh, this is not going to be good. Oh, this might have good audio for your program.
What? Send it to me. Link, please. Link, please. Link,
please. Let me see. What is it? Oh!
Send it on over.
Nay.
Send it over now.
Hold the one.
I can't wait. God, this is...
I don't know if it has good audio, though.
You know, I'm getting complaints from a lot of people that want to hear me talk about interesting things.
This is very interesting. I mean, when do you get to see somebody pooping?
Oh, Cheryl, it's a video. I didn't want to see it. I want to read a story about it. Does it have audio?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on.
It's not that I can find better audio.
Is that a granny? I don't hear nothing. She's just sitting there handcuffed with her panties. That's not... Oh, God, what's happening there? This is disgusting. Oh, no! She's shitting through fishnet panties. I'm not watching that. There's nothing here. You're a fucking sick bitch. What?
I said I'm still... Listen, I have a story to read for you.
Do you?
Yes. Can you hear me, Dan?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I work at a woman's clothing store. All high-class cloths, skirts, pants, etc. I look like a young Britney Spears. That's what everyone tells me. I wear WAIR skirts and skirt suits all the time. Anyway, I went to work a normal day. I had a yellow skirt suit, my new one. I had a pair of pink panties. Before I went to work, I took an X-Lax, the reason I have not pooped for 3 days. I wanted to poop even if I had to poop myself. So that morning I ate oatmeal, great poop food. So I was at work, and it was very slow. I felt like I had a fart. I pushed, looking around before I did, and out came a long air fart. No noise. There was a problem. That was a very hot and wet one. It smelled a bit, I thought. I'd not poop, no way. I sat down in a chair. No lump, nothing. Just a juicy butt. I'm used to that. I fart a lot, my diet. Anyway, the next time I was helping a young lady out, I had to fart or poop, not sure, S-H-U-R-E. I was talking to her and had my butt tight as can be. It was starting to sweat. I told her, the next door over has what you need. I said anything, I just needed to get rid of her. When she left, I started to let it out, but just as I pushed, out came a mushy fart. It just made a crack sound. I thought, oh my god. I started filling up the back of my panties, tenting out my yellow skirt that started to turn brown. I could not hold it. I started to cry as my manager walked up. She said, what's wrong, Heather? You okay? She was like, what's the smell? Oh my god, Heather. I said, I can't hold it. She was like watching. I was pooping. The poop was running down the back of my skirt as it started getting very mushy and was wet as wave after wave filled my panty and the back of my skirt. And the worst thing that ever could happen, a load fell out of my panties onto the floor. Plop. I walked to the bathroom in shame. They had to come close to the store. I do still work there, but they never make me live it down. Pooping panties is so much fun. Plop.
Plop?
Plop.
Plop?
Plop. Mm-hmm. Honey, I just cleaned from pooping my pants yesterday night. It was a good load all over the bed. Slept in all night pretty soft. Might do it again sometime this week, boy, for now.
Honey.
Thank you for holding.
Hello.
Honey.
Oh, you make me snort with this pooping pain.
A vagina.
So I hope somebody remixes that. I love this panty pooping message board.
The lesbian Madge Weinstein.
Some men worry when they notice
so I hope somebody remixes
penis
that.
Has an angle to it. This is perfectly normal. Please don't worry about it.
You want to poop your panty?
Those are
dumb.
Really?
Those are dumb. It's a video of my panty.
You're like a showgirl. You're a runner.
Hello?
Hi.
I think Wayne is depressed. Wayne, are you depressed?
Depressed, no. Sleepy, yes.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Why am I not depressed?
Oh, I thought you said you are depressed.
No.
Why not?
It's not time to get depressed yet.
Okay. Now, I've been unemployed for 4.5 months. Is it time for me to get depressed?
Yes.
Okay.
Perhaps.
I'll work on it retroactively.
Mostly.
Well, they're coming to paint my house tomorrow at 8 in the morning. And what else? My vagina hurts.
does it need?
Which means if I don't post the show today, or at least get it uploaded somewhere, then I won't be able to post it for like 3 days because the computer's going to be in pieces.
Pieces?
Pieces. Pieces Why? Of maids. I think you're lying, Wayne.
Bad luck.
Oh, good. I'm going to see Don and Drew. La, 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 my cell phone. Okay. So I'm going to see Don and Drew tomorrow. Yay.
Is that exciting? Are they going to get a job?
They don't. We're going to. Yeah. You know what, Cheryl? Your vagina smells, I think, from here. Oh, I got a banana to eat. I got a nanny. Nanny duties. What are you sending me now? Net porn? I'm not going to watch people take duty.
No, it's not duty. Lol.
I can tell when you're lying because you talk even. Upload your own triple X movie. Best Asian scat lesbians. Oh, no, that's not duty. That's just shitting. You're so hilarious, Erelch.
31 seconds.
I'm calling Lois Kahn.
No, wait. No, the video, 30 seconds in, honey. Wait, like 25 seconds, please.
Mm-mm, I already lost it.
Wayne, confirm for me.
I am without my computer at the moment.
How are we talking to you?
Phone? Phone.
Where's that noise?
What?
What are you doing, Cheryl? What's that noise?
What?
What is the noise?
Typing.
Rachel's hiding. I think she hates us now. Oh, that was a mistake. Hello? This is a good show.
Excuse me.
Remember, for every minute, somebody paid a dollar for it. Keep that in mind when you say nothing or say honey, 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 honey.
You hear that, Eric?
Excuse me?
Did you hear that? Did you hear that sound?
No, I didn't.
Where's the microphone on this?
You're asking me? How would I know, you stupid bitch?
Never mind.
Triple honey.
Honey. All right, I should go to sleep, Nate. This has been a fascinating program with Sonny and Boopin and Bailey. And if anyone's looking for the link that I tried to have Matt play, I just Twittered it on Sunday on March 8th at 23:28. And it's sent it to my friend.
Honey.
He likes that good audio. But Matt, she doesn't like the good audio. Well, anyways, it's been amazing, man.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'll see you later, Daytons.
Thanks for being on the show, Grims.
Good luck.
I'm hearing the sound of my speaking voice.
I'm going to play it back into the room. Okay, I'll get resonant frequencies of him. Reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech with perhaps the exception of rhythm is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies articulated by speech. This activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room different from the room I am in. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of
Nothing. was adopted.
You're adopted.
Said I had a mother that was a lesbian.
Your mother's a good-for-nothing fucking lesbian.
Said my real mother's a famous podcaster.
Your mom's Madge Weinstein. Get it.
Mom, where were you?
She was nowhere! She's a